Okay, so you're here listening because you know your WordPress website is important, but maybe you haven't quite gotten around to figuring out how to keep it safe.
Right, like you know it's important.
Yeah, you know it's important, but life gets in the way.
Life gets in the way, exactly.
So today, we're going to dive straight into that. We're going to look at WordPress backups and disaster recovery.
Yeah, you know, it's a shortcut to understanding how to really protect all the work you've put into your website.
Exactly.
Think about it. You've invested so much time and energy building this thing and losing it because of some silly little error, or, you know, maybe your hosting provider has a problem, or even worse, a cyber attack.
Oh,
It could be devastating.
yeah, for sure. And we don't want that to happen to anyone.
No.
So in this deep dive, our goal is to like cut through all the noise and give you just the essential information you need to
Exactly.
back up your site effectively and to have a plan to get back online quickly if something bad does happen.
Yes, exactly. Consider this your like your personal briefing
Yes.
on how to safeguard your site.
Yeah, I love. Okay, so let's start with the most basic thing, the absolute bedrock of website safety,
Yeah.
WordPress
The
backups.
backups.
This isn't just a good idea. This is like,
Non-negotiable.
yeah, this is fundamental. It
Fundamental.
doesn't matter how big or small your site is.
Doesn't matter how techie you are or aren't, this is the one.
Everyone needs to do this.
Absolutely. And, you know, in today's world where everything's online, you're always connected,
Right.
doing this manually is kind of like, I don't know, like relying on a friend to water your plants while you're on vacation.
Oh,
It's
totally.
like it's easy to forget, and the consequences can be bad.
Yes, they can be really bad.
So that's where automatic backups come in.
Yes.
These are your best friend.
Your silent guardian.
Exactly. They're constantly making copies so you don't have to think about it.
Amazing. And so, thankfully, there are some really good tools that can help us automate this process.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure some of you have heard of Updraft Plus. It's super popular
For good reason.
for a good reason. Yeah, and then there's also Backup Buddy, another really great option with a lot of features.
Well, a lot of features, yeah.
So setting these up might seem like one more thing on your to-do list, but
It's so worth
the
it.
peace of mind is so worth
For
it.
security,
Yes.
knowing that you're protected, it's invaluable.
Okay, so we've got our backup set up, feeling good,
We're feeling good.
but then something happens,
Oh.
right? Your server crashes or your site gets hit by malware.
This is where disaster recovery comes in.
Yes, this is your plan for what to do when those unexpected challenges pop up.
Exactly. It's how you're going to navigate those unpredictable storms.
I love that analogy. So,
Yeah, go.
backups are your parachute.
Yes.
Disaster recovery is your emergency landing procedure.
I like it.
Yeah, and just like with choosing the right backup tools, choosing the right disaster recovery solution is also critical.
It is absolutely critical.
Yeah, you want something that's going to make this process smooth and quick. So when we look at disaster recovery plugins, a couple names that come to mind are VaultPress and BlogVault.
Yeah, those are popular ones. And they offer some really cool features.
Yeah, like real-time backup.
Real-time backup. So like as you're making changes to your website,
It's
it's backing it up
constantly.
constantly. Yeah. So you're never really losing any data.
Wow. And they also often have this really cool feature, one-click restoration.
One-click restore.
Oh, you can imagine you're in a crisis, you know, and you can get your entire site back up and running just like that.
With a single click.
That's a game changer.
It's a game changer for sure.
It sounds almost too easy, like one click and you're
I
back.
know, right? But that's the beauty of it.
And it really emphasizes the point that, you know, it's not enough to just have backups.
Right. You need to be able to actually use them.
Yes, restore them quickly and efficiently when you need them.
Exactly. And this leads to a very important question.
Okay.
How confident are you that your disaster recovery plan will actually work when you need it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right? You don't want to wait until you're in a crisis to find out that something's not working.
Right. It's like waiting till your car breaks down on the highway to learn how to change a tire.
Exactly. So you got to test it, you got to make sure it
Oh,
works.
how do we do that?
So one thing you can do is regularly simulate these disaster scenarios.
Oh,
Like pretend that your website has crashed
okay.
and try to restore it
To a testing
to
environment.
a testing environment. Exactly.
So we're not messing with the real site.
You don't want to mess with the live site.
Right.
You can think of a staging environment as like a practice website,
Oh, okay.
a safe space where you can test things out without any consequences.
So it's kind of like a dress
It's
rehearsal.
exactly a dress rehearsal before the big show.
Okay, so we've talked about the why of backups and disaster recovery.
The why.
But now let's get into the how.
The how, the tools.
Yeah, because it can get kind of complicated.
It can be a little overwhelming.
There are so many different WordPress backup plugins out there.
There's so many options.
It's like trying to pick a cereal at the grocery store.
So many boxes.
So many different flavors and claims.
Exactly.
So let's try to break it down a little bit.
Let's simplify it.
And focus on a few specific examples.
Yeah.
So we've already mentioned Updraft Plus.
Updraft Plus, the popular one.
Super popular, over 3 million active installations.
That's a lot of people trusting it.
That's a lot of people. So it must be doing something right.
It's definitely doing something right.
And one of the things it does really well is that balance between simplicity and comprehensive features.
Yeah, it's easy enough for beginners to use.
Right.
But it also has enough advanced features for more experienced users.
Yeah. And a couple key functionalities we want to mention are automatic backup scheduling.
Automatic scheduling. So you set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it. And then remote storage.
Remote storage. This is so important.
So important. This is like having a separate safety deposit box for your website.
Yeah, because if something happens to your hosting provider.
Right. Like a fire or a flood or something.
Yeah. Your backups are safe somewhere else.
That's peace of mind.
That is peace of mind.
Okay. So Updraft Plus, great option.
Great option.
Now let's talk about Backup Buddy.
Backup Buddy. Your digital bodyguard.
Yes, you mentioned that earlier, and I love that analogy.
I like that one.
So what makes it stand out from the crowd?
So Backup Buddy takes a more comprehensive approach to website security and management.
Okay.
So yes, it does backups really well.
Right, that's its primary function.
But it also has things like malware scanning built in.
Oh, wow.
So it's actively looking for threats.
Proactively protecting you.
Exactly. And it also makes it really easy to migrate your site.
Oh, wow.
If you need to move to a new hosting provider.
So it's like a Swiss Army knife of website tools.
Like a one-stop shop for all your website needs.
Very cool. So we've talked about plugins that you install on your site. But there's also this whole world of cloud-based backup solutions.
Cloud-based solutions, yes.
What are the advantages of going that route?
So cloud-based backups are really flexible. Okay. And they often integrate really well with other services.
And they're offsite, so?
Offsite storage is a big plus.
So you're not relying on your own server?
Exactly. Hmm. You're relying on a dedicated provider.
Okay, so let's look at some specific examples.
Specific examples.
Jetpack. A lot of people have heard of Jetpack.
Jetpack, yeah, it's pretty popular.
It does a lot of things.
It does a lot of things. It's like a whole suite of tools.
To enhance your site.
Yeah, it can boost your site's performance, it can improve security, and it can even help with marketing.
And of course, backups.
Of course, backups. It does those too.
Daily backups.
Daily backups and one-click restore.
One-click restore. We love that.
Easy peasy.
And where are these backups stored?
In the cloud, of course.
Of course. Off-site and secure.
Safe and sound.
Okay. Jetpack, great option. Let's talk about another cloud-based solution, BlogVault.
BlogVault, another good one.
What's special about BlogVault?
So BlogVault, it does the seamless backups that you expect.
Right.
But it also has this cool feature, a built-in staging environment.
Oh, a staging environment. We talked about that earlier.
We did, yeah. And this is great because it lets you test things out.
Safely.
Without affecting your live website.
So you can try out new updates, plugins, themes.
Anything you want.
Without breaking your site.
Without breaking the site. That's the key.
That's amazing. And I bet developers love that.
Oh, yeah. Developers and anyone who makes frequent changes to their website.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But the main takeaway is this.
The main takeaway.
Backups and disaster recovery. Are not optional.
Not optional. They are essential.
Essential for any WordPress website.
If you want your website to be healthy and stable,
you need these things in place.
You absolutely do.
And you, the listener, you are the guardian of your online presence.
You are the protector of your digital fortress.
Love that analogy.
It's your responsibility to make sure it's secure.
So true. And having the right tools and strategies in place is not just about preventing data loss.
It's about ensuring the long-term resilience of your site so it can continue to grow and thrive.
Without being interrupted by these, like, lengthy outages.
Exactly. Outages are bad for business.
Bad for everyone.
So as we wrap up here.
Yes.
What's one thing you can do today to further secure your WordPress site?
What's one action step?
One action step. Maybe it's researching one of the backup solutions we talked about.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just checking when your last backup was.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Just take a moment to think about your website's security.
And make sure you're protected.
Exactly.
That's all we have for today.
That's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.